We just heard Jesus declare, "For where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of them." Of the many desires of our God, perhaps the deepest desire is for our unity with each other, a unity that brings us to unity in God, a community of faith that is based on love, on God who is love. So as we see today, Matthew felt the need to include steps for conflict resolution, because Matthew knew that for the Christian community to flourish, it needed to be united and mutually supportive in the face of all the tensions and challenges, internal and external, it faced and would face. For Matthew, the purpose and mission of Jesus was to announce the kingdom of God, a community of faith and love, and not only to announce it, but to invite all peoples, us included, to be part of it. The last instruction of Jesus in Matthew's gospel was to finish building what he had started, that is, the kingdom. As Jesus proclaimed, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations." And while Jesus assures us that the powers of hell will not prevail against this kingdom, sin can and will divide and weaken it. Conflict stands in the way of building God's kingdom. The conflict that concerns Matthew is a conflict that arises when a member of the community is not following the will of God. It is the conflict of sin, the conflict that divides the faith community. In his letter to the Romans, St. Paul expresses his concern for the unity of the community when he says that the only debt we should ever get into is the debt of mutual love. Because Christ died for love of us, we are all ultimately in debt to him, our Savior and our Lord. But the only repayment he asks of us is that we in turn love one another. This is to be a real and practical love, a love for all, including both friends and enemies alike, not some warm, fuzzy feeling. Ezekiel holds unity in faith and love to be so important that he describes himself as a watchman appointed by God, whose responsibility is to warn the community of approaching evil, lest the community's unity be attacked. In the end, each of us is being called by Ezekiel, Paul, and Jesus to be part of a community that dedicates itself to love, as taught and lived by Jesus Christ, to be a community that is united, that lives its faith and supports one another in living that same faith, a community that worships together and that listens to God as he speaks to our hearts in prayer, scripture, and the love that we share. Let us see the good in one another and not let the selfishness and self-centeredness of sin divide us, weakening our unity in Christ. May God's blessings be with you this day and throughout the week ahead.